This might be one of the most disturbing things you see today.
Say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
That is Paula White Cain, and she is now head of the White House Faith Office. They will be investigating things they consider to be anti-Christian. What is anti-Christian? Apparently disagreeing with Trump. She also believes in satanic pregnancy and prays for those miscarriages.
Pregnancies to miscarry right now.
Any tongue that rises against him will be condemned according to the word of God.
And anyone who doesn't follow this line of thinking is the enemy and demonic.
And strike 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 until you have victory.
This kind of thinking is dangerous for so many reasons.
It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
First and foremost, division of the people. Country was founded with different political parties. It's good to have Republicans. It's good to have Democrats. It's good to have independent voters. Being on opposite party lines doesn't make you an enemy. It doesn't make you a foe. It doesn't make you demonic. If we all think the same, we can't grow, right? But there needs to be people on all sides anyways. But the extremism is incredibly dangerous, especially because extremists like her are going to be dictating policy. Pushing the idea that if you disagree with one of our politicians, that you're disagreeing with God. It's crazy. It's dangerous. And I know lots of people that are Trump supporters, and they are not okay with this either.